Welcome to Season 2, Episode 2 of the Royal Black Watch Watchcast. Have you been playing Skyforge lately? The game went into open beta, and the watch has been in every test phase, including this one. The first major update for the game aired on August the 11th and was called Crucible of the Gods. In this update, Pantheon saw much needed and positive adjustment. There have also been changes in how prestige differences are handled by the game mechanics for the purposes of grouping, although there have been some major problems. As anticipated and experienced by the beta testers within the guild, the devs have been responsive to feedback and are carefully fine-tuning the game. Bugs still exist, but they are slowly being identified and fixed. The game's testing team is tracking about 110 games right now. Information on most of these games can be found on the Royal Black Watch forum, and some is also posted on our Facebook group page. Several of these games have watchers actively testing them. If you'd like to be a part of the official games testing team, please contact Lily. Next up, we have Guild Events. The time is nearly on for the Shirak Awards. Do you have your nomination? Please check out the forums under the General Guild Discussion Shirak Awards 2014 for a list of awards you can nominate someone for. Nominations will not open until October the 1st, but to ensure a quick and effortless tally of the votes, please have that special someone in mind before the polls open. Contact Lily again for more information. If you are following Campaign of Blood, Sarceress will not be meeting for the next two Saturdays, as one of the main players, Sigil, and his family will be moving back to the States. The rest of the Sarceress team, as well as those of us here at the Royal Black Watch, wish him and his family a safe and pleasant journey back to the States after having served for so long in Japan for the United States Navy. Neverwinter just released its Stronghold update, and the Watch is busily building ours. The patrol meets on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern to battle against Orc invaders and other evildoers. It's that time again! A happy birthday goes out to all of our September birthdays, as well as Nassia, Ravenhull, Elohir, Nyx Mist, Aurelia, Agent 7, and Dopamine. We apologize if we didn't name your birthday, as there are so many during the month, but if you wish to have a special birthday wish go out to somebody, please contact us on our Facebook page via the Royal Black Watch Facebook page or at our email at watchcast@trbw.net. Next up, we have a very inspirational interview with Connor.
All right, well, welcome to this month's installment. I'm Cleric Theobald, and this month we're going to be interviewing Connor. Let's start out first with who you are and what you do for the guild.
Well, I'm the currently sitting guild master, and I attempt to make sense of everything that is the watch. It's my job to take the blame and applaud all the successes of the guild, and I appreciate all the members that have taken time and effort and worked to make the watch what it is today.
Let's talk about the watch. How long has the watch been around? Can you give us a briefer than brief history of the watch?
Well, basically our origin started in 1990. In 93, we formed up and worked in a few different games, and we come to now. So roughly from 1990 until now.
Well, that was brief. All right, a lot of individuals poke fun at the fact that you are in your hundreds as a Dunedain Ranger, like in The Lord of the Rings. But the truth is, in the real world, you're actually only in your 40s. But here's the real question. If you were living like a Dunedain Ranger and could live well into your hundreds, where do you think you'll be when those ages actually come, when you get to be your hundreds? Will you still be gaming and enjoying guild life, or you'll be off enjoying the world some more?
I have to admit, I think enjoying the world and gaming are, you know, one and the same thing. For me, it's not about the individual games, whether... You know, I'm a 100-year-old guy working in some sort of holodeck or something, you know, depending on what technology brings us to. It'll still be about the people. You see, that's the interesting thing about the watch. To me, it's not about getting to the end game or the shiny or anything along that line. It's about the interesting people that I meet and the lives that I touch and the lives that touch me. I've learned more from people in the watch than I've learned through my travels with the Army and all the other places I've been, and I hope to continue learning. So yes, if I'm still breathing, I hope I'll still be gaming, and I hope I'll still be serving the watch in some capacity. Although, hopefully, I won't still be the Guildmaster.
What? Say it ain't so. You don't want to be the Guildmaster forever? Tell me more.
Well, any good group needs varied leadership. This is why we're changing structures and working in the watch as we are now. We have to adapt. And of course, one day, you know, it'll be my time to retire and somebody else will move up in this slot and then, you know, go forward from there. It'll all depend upon the situation, timing. I've just come through a very challenging time in my life, and for the next year or two, I'm probably going to be gaming a bit more because I'm working split from my family. So I'll be eating up some spare time, but who knows what'll happen when I get back then. Real life always comes first, and we all know this. So there are times that you never know, and life comes at you fast, so who knows what can happen in the future. I just hope that I make it to that Dunedain Ranger time, and I hope I'm still gaming with all of my friends and fellows here, both the ones that I've gamed with for years, the new ones that I've just met, and the ones that I'll meet in the coming years.
Well said. Let's change gears for a second here. In every guild-wide meeting, you press the nature of certain aspects of within the Royal Black Watch. As you well know, not everyone can attend those meetings. Maybe there's something you wish for everyone to hear and spread through the guild. Is there something you'd like to discuss right now on the Watchcast so that everybody can hear it?
Sure, Cleric. Thanks for the opportunity. And it's opportunity I want to talk about. The real opportunity for success in the Watch lies with the people and not with the game. You see, the games come and go. In 1990, WoW, World of Warcraft, all that didn't exist. But there are still some people here that, you know, when I say Lords of Kryn, Rangers of Kryn, all this other stuff, they remember those titles. They know what sects were. They know all those things. And over the years, you know, we've moved through many individual games and many incarnations of the Watch. But it's the people that are at the heart of it. So if there was anything I had to discuss, I would discuss with the members, take that moment to say hello, to get to know your fellow watcher, take that minute to help out, because you will get to the end of the game, and then you'll be bored. I will tell you that if we help and work as a team everywhere, no one will ever be bored, and we'll have the best fun we ever can have. So I guess the final thing is, again, remember, the real opportunity for success lies with the people and not with the game or the guild.
Most of the Royal Black Watch know that the Watch is not only based on the actual Black Watch, the Highlander Regiment from Scotland, but that its rank structure is based off of actual military ranks. Is there any reason why you chose this structure, or is it solely based on the fact that you yourself are an officer in the U.S. Army?
Well, you know, I have to admit, Theo, you've known for a very long time, at least my Army career. I think we served together ages past as NCOs, and I don't want to talk about how long that was ago. But no, our rank system is not really based upon the United States Army. We've been through many incarnations of rank, and this rank system actually came somewhat from the BattleTech universe. In the very beginning formations, when we transitioned from the Rangers of Kryn to the Royal Black Watch, we were playing different games, and one of those games was MechWarrior. So our militaristic ranking system came both from that and from the fact that at one point we actually had a council of members where all of these higher members were elected and it became a Congress and so forth and so on. And for those of you that were around for that, we know how it worked. We got into some very bad fights and there were some very hurt feelings. So when I say it's my job to take the blame, that's really what I mean. You know, a lot of people look at the fact that being the guildmaster is the greatest job and you have the final say. Well, you also take the final hit for when things go wrong. So I think the reason we do things the way we do now is to minimize the amount of consternation and confusion that is created in the watch. We try and do a good job of it. There's always still some drama or something somewhere we miss. That's where I need the members' help. I need them to let us know what's going on. Feedback is a key to everything. But in short, no, it's not based on the U.S. military, although it is somewhat parallel the U.S. military ranks.
Sounds good. And the answer for all of you who are wondering is, yes, that was over 17 years ago. All right, so do you have any hobbies outside of gaming?
Well, I got to say I'm a pretty boring guy. I like the bicycle. I enjoy racquetball, a little bit of rock climbing, paintball every once in a while. I work with youth groups and play more racquetball and spend time with my wife and game. That's about it. Like I said, pretty boring guy. What can I say?
All right, next question. Most of the watch knows that your heritage is from Scotland. Do you have any traditions that you'd like to share with the rest of the guild?
I got to say, that one's a little funny. Most of the watch is wrong. My heritage comes mostly from Ireland. However, my character in-game actually is Scottish in and of itself, because everybody knows that it was a fluke that I chose the name Connor. Quick story for that. I was watching the Highlander movie and came along and joined a guild as a regular member and chose the name Connor because I didn't think I'd be wearing it that long. Unfortunately, or fortunately, the way you look at it, it became a permanent moniker. I guess the traditions that we have is we always say a prayer before meals. We always sit and eat together as a family. And we believe that, again, you know, no one can go back and make a brand new start, but anyone can start from now and make a brand new ending. So our family traditions believe that there is no such thing as a lost cause or anything along that line. We believe in hope and renewal, and that's probably about it.
All right, finally, we've set aside some time for you to talk about the state of the watch. Normally, you send that out by an email that you try and send once a month, but for those of us who'd rather hear it than read it, do you mind giving us a short summary of the August 2015 state of the watch?
No, not at all, Theo. Thank you so much for the opportunity. There's a few things going on in the watch I want to highlight on. Of course, LOTRO is going through a world consolidation. That's Lord of the Rings Online. I, of course, would ask all the members to go ahead and log in there because we're going to be working pretty heavy in LOTRO over the next few months. Of course, there's some ranks that are ending. For more information, take a look at the state of the watch, but we are reorganizing and kind of changing the ranking system a little bit. Always looking for new officers. I need officers everywhere. So if you want to do anything for the watch, shoot me an email. Give me an idea. Our gear store will be opened up shortly. So for once, you'll actually be able to order a RBW t-shirt. And if you have art and things that you want to donate to the watch, go ahead and put them in the gear store. One of the things we did is we added $1 to the gear store for each item that you buy. It costs $90 a month to run the watch servers and all that stuff. That's what the dollars are going for, nothing more. There will be a report for all of that. So the biggest part is I need everybody's help. Say hello. Make people feel at home. When someone comes into your game, ask them if they need help. That's what I really need. Forget everything else. If there's nothing else you remember from this, remember to treat the other members of the watch how you wish to be treated. Make a positive example. And, you know, try and put an event on the calendar if you can, even if you just want to get together and walk around. If you go out there and you go as a group and you do it all together, then this becomes a better place to be. So I guess in closing, all I can say is let's take time and grow together and make it a grand old place.
All right. Thanks, Connor. This is Cleric Theobald signing off for this month.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Royal Black Watch Watchcast. Be sure to listen in for the next Watchcast on the fourth Friday of October, where we'll be having an interview with Nick Smist and Lily Birchflower about what it's like to help maintain the Royal Black Watch and much, much more.
If we missed something you'd like to hear on the next podcast, the story, a skit, interviews, etc., drop us a line at watchcast@trbw.net.
I'm Tashia.
And I'm Cleric Theobald, and we are the Royal Black Watch Watchcast.